Liebe Zuschauer, liebe Zuschauerinnen.
Dear viewers, dear listeners, a very warm welcome to our topic, the Speaking All Unity, the Word of the Universal Creator Spirit. In this 16th part of our program series, we will continue reading in our book to this program, A Cosmic Work of Teaching and Learning from the School of Divine Wisdom, based on roundtable discussions with Gabriele, the prophetess and emissary of God in our time. Today we will read the explanations that summarize and deepen the contents in the concluding statements under the chapter heading, The Unending, Inexhaustible Light Ether, the Primordial Substance, out of which the Infinity, the Eternal, the Primordial God, draws and forms. In the programs until now, it was brought to our attention over and over again that we human beings are only pilgrims that wander over this earth, in the kingdom of God from where we come and into which we will one day return. We are fine material beings, spirit beings from the primordial substance, the light ether, the eternal law, God, the All One. Before this background, we will now listen to more about the light ether and also about ourselves, about the traditional concepts of faith that have established themselves over the centuries and about the condition in which mankind finds itself at this time. Dear fellow people, if you want, think along with us about this.
Majestäten, Exzellenzen.
Majesties, Excellencies, Eminences, Reverences, His Holiness, the Holy Father on Earth, Cardinals, Bishops, Professors, Doctors, and more eminent titles of outstanding significance, remarkable personalities that result in no insignificant means. Why all these titles? Why the resources that often result from them, such as money, assets, property, and the like? Why? Jesus of Nazareth taught something else. The following words of Jesus have been passed down in the following sense. I do not receive my honor from people. I have recognized that you do not have the love for God in you. I have come in the name of my Father, and yet you reject me. But when another comes in his own name, then you will acknowledge him. How can you come to believe when you receive your honor from each other, but do not seek the honor that comes from the one God?
He spoke further as follows. Whoever professes to me before the people, I will also profess to him before my Father in heaven. He taught us in the spirit of, but you are not to be called rabbi, that is, priest or pastor, for you have one teacher, Christ, and you are all brothers. And call no one your father on earth, for you have one Father who is in heaven. The greatest among you shall be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. His words have been passed down as follows. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. When you have recognized me, you will also recognize my Father.
The following incident has also been passed down about Jesus of Nazareth. A man came up to him saying, Teacher, what good deed must I do to have eternal life? And he said to him, Why do you ask me about what is good? There is only one who is good. If you would enter life, keep the commandments. He said to him, which ones? And Jesus said, you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The young man said to him, all these I have kept. What do I still lack? Jesus said to him, if you would be perfect, go, sell what you possess, and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me.
Dann komm und folge mir nach.
When the young man heard this, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And Jesus said to his disciples, truly, I say to you, only with difficulty will a rich person enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God.
Dear fellow people, do not merely read page after page, but think along with us. Let the epilogue take effect in your consciousness. The light ether is the inexhaustible omnipresent spirit, the highest intelligence, the primordial God of infinity. Many words for the eternal, the infinite, and for the eternity. In the Western world, people call the All-One God. In this book, it is not the God of the churches who is meant, not the God who supposedly lives in temples of stone. Here is meant the All-Spirit, the highest, universal light, the omnipresent life in you, in each person. It is the All-Spirit who lives in all His life forms and living beings, who permeates all things, who is eternal, and whom we human beings may simply call Father. If you like, think along with us and let the words flow into your heart. He, the All-One, is the Father of all His children. He is the Creator of the true being, of all divine life forms, all divine beings. He is the Father, Mother, God. He is the all-irradiating eternal love. He is our Heavenly Father, the Father of all His children. So why the many titles for people? What does this want to tell mankind, since it should be on earth as it is in heaven?
Let us allow these words of life to also come alive in us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed is your name. Our kingdom comes, your will is done on earth as it is in heaven. You give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, and we forgive those who trespass against us. You lead us in time of temptation, and deliver us from evil. For ours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, from eternity to eternity.
Here too the question, what does the Lord's Prayer want to tell us, above all the so-called Christians in the Western world. We human beings may say to the Almighty, to the All-Being, the eternal Creator of all forms, Father, our Father. If we dedicate our earthly existence to God, our Heavenly Father, as son or daughter, without attached titles, by doing His will, which is defined in His Ten Commandments and in the Sermon on the Mount of Jesus of Nazareth, then we will begin to truly live, for solely on this path will we experience ourselves. Only then will everything in us become new in our feelings and thoughts. The new person in His spirit, the person in the stream of life, the eternal law of light, which flows around and through all being, all cosmoses, all life forms, all beings. It is the love for God and neighbor, the inexhaustible source of life, the being, the law of the all, the breath of life, eternally the Father, Mother, God of love.
We human beings have forgotten to reflect on the love for God and neighbor. Instead, experts think about the atomic nucleus. Whether science or religion, one fishes in muddy waters, particularly where God is concerned. All words and terms that are spoken from the Allah of God are, as already explained, an insufficient language from the three dimensions. Everything that we know about God and about scientific findings is by far no proof. Everything is based on faith or even on hypothesis about how it could be and perhaps is not, after all. No person can give you the proof whether the point of view is as presented or written, nor whether there is a God. Only you can prove for yourself what the truth is, because in you, in the very basis of your soul, is the ethereal, all core of being, the primordial heart, the light ether, the all-flowing, all-communication, the life, set in the core of being, and that you, the human being, are embedded in, that is, enveloped by the Spirit of God, the infinite and inexhaustible light ether, which is the absolute love for God and neighbor.
Liebe Mitmenschen,
dear fellow people, in our book to this program, we read the following annotation. People talk about the belief in science and in God. Seldom do we hear, "I love God and strive daily to do His will." If you want to, let what you read enter you in the awareness. May the recognition ripen in you yourself that what you read and can affirm in order to fulfill it enriches your life on earth so that you sense yourself that there must be more than merely the belief in a good Lord.
If you want to, disengage yourself from the mechanical thought, which makes most religions the same, and feel into your innermost being, for the answer to what is written is in you, in the very basis of your soul, and do not let up thinking every now and then that God is love.
Lassen Sie nicht los, hin und wieder zu denken, dass Gott Liebe ist.
Everything that is supposed to prove God with many words and dogmas is no proof. There is no external proof that God exists. There is no external proof for the light ether, from which all universes, all forms and living beings have their existence and their life. However, there is one proof. You, yourself, carry the proof in the very basis of your soul. Each word is like a shell. One must learn to draw closer to the content that is contained in the word, in the insufficient language of the three dimensions. Therefore, read with heart and mind.
Dear fellow people, we now listen to further explanations about the light ether. The highest potentiated light ether is the law of infinity. It is the all-communication. We can also speak of an all-communication network, in which all universes, all heavenly bodies, all divine beings, all human beings, and all life forms have their existence. The light ether that was mentioned at the beginning of this book, and to which we are also referring here in the epilogue, is the highest potentiated flowing all power, a volume of energy that is inexhaustible and immeasurable to us human beings. There are no words for the highly potentiated light ether that can even begin to express the abundance of energy. Everything, but absolutely everything, is absorbed, that is, embedded in this all-encompassing, all-flowing light ether. It is the All-Spirit, the All-God, also called Primordial God, the infinite power of love. God is Spirit. All of infinity is filled with His Spirit, His law, which is love. All things and all are embedded in and permeated with the love for God and neighbor, the light ether. The core of being in the very basis of every soul, as essence, the cosmic love, it is the primordial God in you, in all of us, the light of His light.
Even though it is said that you, all of us, are from the breath of God, and that God, the eternal love, is in you, and that you, too, all of us, are permeated by the eternal ocean of love, the light ether, the omnipresent spirit, the primordial God, all this is still by far no proof. In our world, there are many hypotheses and concepts regarding the light ether, also called ether. But no author of a book or of a paper on energetic interrelationships, on life or all unity, can prove the existence of the ether of the being. In addition, we frequently hear or read about the four forces in matter, using different scientific words. We also hear or read about the atomic nucleus that also has different names and about all that is achieved with energies. We need think only of atomic energy, which ultimately, like all energies, is from the transformed down power of drawing and creating and is abused in the most brutal ways. We mostly hear about the four forces in matter. The energies of matter are nothing more than transformed down compressed ether. The depth of the All in terms of the infinite light ether and what it contains can never be totally grasped at all by a three-dimensional brain. And certainly not when God, the All Spirit, is dismissed, the highest intelligence, His power of drawing and creating, which is the love for God and neighbor, and is transformed into self-love, that is, narcissism, into hatred, war, and cruel deeds.
Man is ultimately fishing in muddy waters and is of the opinion someday everything will have been researched. Without the substance content of the light ether, the bearing and all-permeating, highest potentiated power, the love, no person can accomplish anything, let alone prove it all-encompassingly and in depth. The light ether is, after all, the highest light-filled atomic power. All spiritual ether atoms have a central nucleus, a primordial core, which consists of kindness, love, and gentleness. The kindness and gentleness of the Eternal are incorporated in His love. It is the three attributes of God, the Father-Mother principle, which is the highest pulsating power, the love. The love for God and neighbor is the motive power that initiates the drawing and creating of all divine forms. This is the spiritual atomic nucleus, the primordial core of infinity. The four primordial powers, also called the nature powers, revolve around the spiritual atomic nucleus. All in all, this is the law of drawing and creating of the primordial God, which is the flowing light ether.
In the infinite, all-permeating and all-communicative light ether, which can also be described as the all-ocean, the mighty kingdom of God is embedded, as well as all other finer material spheres, also called cosmoses, which are already associated with the fall thought and the rebellious beings, as well as the material cosmos. Without exception, everything and all forms, beings, and people are surrounded by the eternal light ether of infinity. Whether we talk about divine life forms, about spirit beings, rebellious beings, or about animals, plants, and human beings, everything, absolutely everything, is surrounded by the inexhaustible light ether of infinity and is permeated by the infinite. Spoken with our words, everything lives. We all live, that is, move, in the mighty ocean, God.
The primordial nucleus is the motive energy of the love for God and neighbor. Anyone who does not fathom and recognize this and live accordingly will never decipher the light ether as the primordial law of infinity, the primordial atomic nucleus around which revolve the four primordial powers, the drawing and creating powers of God. The holistic principle of eternity is the primordial nucleus, the love for God and, as stated, the four primordial powers, the energies of drawing and creating of the Eternal One. The mankind of all generations has not oriented itself to God, to the love for God and neighbor, but always to the intellectual agents of warfare, to the four reversed primordial powers. We human beings experience daily what comes of this. As stated, the fall thought, the dissolution of creation, to lead everything back into the ether, to then draw and create oneself, was not achieved, that is, realized. The highest energy which the rebellious beings took with them has reached point zero. It is largely used up.
Because this is so, mankind is degenerating more and more, and with what is still left of the negative power, it is going against God's love, against the world of animals, plants, and minerals. The killing machinery keeps rolling. It's true that man can very well take a handful of eternal light ether and for a period of time operate only with the four powers. Man can rebel against the love for God and neighbor and use up his four powers of drawing and creating, that is, transform them down. Man can create arsenals of weapons in order to kill. He can build airplanes, ships, and other means of transport. We can create atomic power plants. We can build satellites and send them around the planet Earth. We try to design and build orbital gliders. But we will not be able to conquer the planets in the universe and turn them into dwelling planets, because we are lacking the love for God and neighbor.
We can torture the beings from God's thought of creation, from His love, the animals. We can wantonly kill them, massacre them, and consume them as the mainspring of food. We can do animal testing. We can exploit the earth and try out our warfare agents on it. We can build dams. We can interfere in the flow of the water veins. We can build skyscrapers. But one thing is denied us: using these ways and means to transform up the energy entrusted to the fall in order to, with this, attain the light ether, which is the life. Mankind of all generations has failed.
The life of the All-One is the love for His All-Creation, in which the All-Being is embedded. The time has come. The amount of divine energy that was taken along is largely used up. The Eternal is taking the life back into eternity. People of all generations have transformed down the handful of light ether to such an extent and exhausted it in cruel ways and means, so that it is hardly enough anymore for a further inflated centrifugal force of human ignorance.
Science, which, as stated, is fishing in muddy waters, will not find the aforementioned primordial nucleus, the motive force in the light ether. Because, in general, no communication to the light ether exists. When there is no communication, then nothing can develop either. Mankind of all generations has more or less rejected the love for God and neighbor, because it loved and loves the false thought, the inflated self-love, which says, I am my own best friend. I am like God, or even God Himself. Anyone who creates for himself loses.
Anyone who works for the highest, which is love, wins, because the carrier substance of all life, all being, is love. Love for the nature kingdoms, love for each planet, love for the world of animals and plants, love for each mineral, love for our neighbor, love for all of creation. Where has love been left off? In the scientific drive or even in stone houses where a church god should be worshipped? Love is the law of freedom which Jesus of Nazareth taught us. Love your neighbor as yourself. God's love is the all-unity. With love, it is not physical love that is meant, but the love for God and neighbor.
The mankind of all generations has tried to conquer the planet Earth with brutality, to make everything that belongs to the Eternal its possession. Today it can be seen that it is not man who could make the Earth his possession. The Earth is overtaking man. Who is its property? Earth to Earth. Mankind has not learned to make use of the light ether for peaceful purposes. The light ether, which, as such, is the all-unity, to which all divine life forms, all pure being, belongs. The fall beings and the people of all generations had their window of time. The transformation is underway. From the coarse material to the finer material, and from the finer material to the fine material. The Eternal is very gradually fetching back from one window of time to the next the handful of light ether. Mankind did not make use of its window of time. When we take a closer look at the seething, all-too-human volcano, mankind, then we experience the degeneration of the human race. Today, man is still a human being. Tomorrow, perhaps already a Neanderthal. And what then? How will it go on?
Wir Menschen.
With our three-dimensional way of seeing things, we human beings cannot designate a time, no matter whether science talks about billions or millions of years, in which an evolution took place, however downward, toward an ever denser and darker mass. We know the word eon, but we cannot calculate it. One thing is certain. In this handful of light ether is contained the essence of infinity's all-drawing and all-creating energy. Because, after all, everything is contained in everything. Blind, dull, and clinging to superstition, mankind moves in the principle of divide, bind and rule. We can compare this whole thing with an ice flow drifting on the mighty all-ocean, the all-ether, the all-being. The ice flow, the masses of people, seek again and again a connection to the drifting icebergs, which present themselves as science and religion, in order to perhaps be able to dock there and find security. As long as the person himself does not begin to search with the simplest words, God, the infinite love in him, God in all of us, in all creation forms of the nature kingdoms, will neither man nor man's soul reach the light ether, the highest potentiated source of light ether, God, the Heavenly Father.
Dear fellow people, this chapter in our book concludes with a preview of the next chapter. Surely you are interested in what a scientist has compiled for our book to the program, The Speaking All Unity, the Word of the Universal Creator Spirit, and what he reports about the emergence of the Earth. A suggestion to this is given to us already now. Perhaps you can read many a thing out of it and get your bearings somewhere in a sentence, in the awareness that you, all of us, move, symbolically spoken, in the mighty ocean of the inexhaustible eternal light ether, of the eternal God, the eternal intelligence, the creator power, which we, as His sons and daughters, may call Father. When you hear or read about the history of the earth, think about God's work of drawing and creating. In one handful of light ether is everything contained in all things. The mankind of all generations has squandered its chances. The fall energy is largely used up. There is only one thing. Onward to the All One. Dear viewers, dear listeners, thus far our text for today. The path to the All One is the step-by-step fulfillment of the Ten Commandments of God and of the teachings of the Sermon on the Mount of Jesus of Nazareth, which very gradually leads us to the love for God and neighbor, to a life in the All Unity. For today, we come to the end of our program. If you would like to, tune in next time, as just announced, when we will hear about how science, according to the state of its knowledge today, gives explanations on the emergence of the earth. All the best to you until next time. Greetings in God.